This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell. It's great to be here with you today, and I have a very special guest. Her name is Marcia Mariner. She's going to be talking about how it's time to fully embrace and value the power of the sacred feminine. Marcia is a sacred feminine visionary offering therapeutic coaching in sisterhood circles, both virtual and in person. She also offers sacred work accelerated programs, retreats, and events for women who resonate with her message. And her message is, wake up, beautiful one, and discover your sacred worth. Welcome to the show, Marcia. It's great to have you here today.
Thank you, Marie. Thanks for inviting me to be on the show. Very excited to be with you and all of the people that are listening.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about your story and how you got into doing what you currently do.
Well, it started, actually, I was a practicing therapist for many years, and I started to notice that women were coming in, and a lot of the clients that I was working with were saying, I feel good when I leave, Marcia, but I cannot sustain this energy I'm feeling when I'm with you. And that troubled me because I thought, well, how can I create programs, products, services that will help women stay activated in their highest self, their best self, after they leave the session? And so I started to create sisterhood circles and programs, practices to help women stay in that vibration, develop a way of being, not just something that they came to on occasion, so that they could experience radical change in their lives. So that's how it started. And I left my practice, the way I was practicing. I still work with individuals, but not to the degree I used to, because I see that gathering women in circles is where the magic and the miracles happen at an accelerated rate.
Wow. And what made you, I mean, I know you saw the clients coming in they needed, but why are you so passionate about this? Because you're talking now these wonderful words. You call it their sacred worth. I just love the way that sounds and feels.
It started with my own journey, really, Marie. I struggled with this so much. After a tragic tractor accident, my brother died when I was 10, and it sent my family into a spiral. And 5 years later, I ended up with a guy older than me, and I ended up pregnant at a very young age, which was traumatic for me. And that sent me into a very deep feeling of shame and humiliation, feeling embarrassed. And I struggled with my sense of worth and my sense of power in this world after that. And I had the most amazing counselor who walked me through that. And by the power of her gaze and her unconditional love, I started to feel my own worth after feeling so worthless, really, and embarrassed. Mm-hmm. And I knew when I saw her, I said, I need to know what you do because I want to do it. I know I'm supposed to work with women. And she told me how to go to graduate school, all that. And I did surrender my daughter for adoption, and she's in my life today. We've come full circle. Uh-huh. But that sent me onto my own path of healing and recovery from trauma. And so I went to graduate school, and then during graduate school, my very first class was Psychology of Women. And at that class, I saw in a flash the collective wounding of the sacred feminine. I saw it in myself, but I also knew that I was meant to help other women wake up to their worth and rise up. And I also knew if I was going to do that, I needed to take this radical journey for myself. And I've been on this journey of recovery, emergence, and expansion. I'm on fire with this, with my mission, with my purpose, and I want every woman who has any lingering trance of unworthiness or a scarcity mindset about what's possible for their lives to know not only are they worth it, they can do it. So that's how this all happened for me, from pain to purpose, actually.
Wow, I like that. What a story. And I love that you're so passionate now about helping women. You know, we do suffer from not seeing our worth, not knowing our worth. We're not always raised believing in our worth at all. In fact, it seems to be the opposite, at least it was for me. Not because parents don't love us, just because of circumstances and because of society. So your work is just so valuable. I love it. Tell us a little bit about what stepping into your sacred work looks like for a woman.
Well, what you just shared, I so resonate with, and it's so true. I can't tell you how many times I've had clients come in, and I can say this for myself. I had a very loving family, right? And I, you know, we do the best we can as parents, and of course, none of us had perfect childhood. That's an illusion. But the collective wounding and the culture that we were in is not well. We're in a patriarchal culture that devalues everything about the sacred feminine. Whether we're a man or a woman, this is about the feminine energy coming into balance with it in an overly masculine culture. And so valuing the feminine, this worth, we need to start waking up and having reverence, and not just that, seeing the beauty in the feminine. Most often what happens, and the reason I take a stand for worth, is because women tend to hide, I would say both men and women tend to hide the feminine aspects of themselves. And so as I walk women, particularly through my program, I help them wake up out of the trance of unworthiness and a scarcity mindset and start to see that what they thought perhaps was wrong about them is actually the most exquisite and beautiful thing. For example, I'll be quick about this, but their sensitivity, their emotions. How many times have we heard people apologize for crying or expressing emotion or being told they're too sensitive? And how many times have we thought that that's a negative rather than turn that around and see it as positive, as a beautiful thing? We need more of that in our world. So helping women wake up and seeing that their unique gifts, their superpowers of intuition, imagination, care for the whole, and their beautiful emotions and empathic ways of being in the world are what they need to value and embrace, but the world also needs them to fully acknowledge and lead from that energy within themselves.
Wow, yeah, everything you said just really struck me, because I remember when I first started working, I was really young, and I started out in the World Trade Center in New York City, of course, a man's world fully, and I learned to be tough, you know, and I put that feminine side down, and I learned to be like the guys, because nobody would pay attention to me. I was 5'2", 90 pounds, you know, I looked like I was 16. nobody even knew I was an adult, right? And I remember, you know, thinking, okay, I got to be tough. I got to talk like this. I got to be pushy. And I was.
Right.
And it was because that's what I thought I had to do to survive in that, you know, in that world. So what you're saying really strikes me. And, of course, through my journey and through so much work, I have learned to allow my feminine, you know, to show, actually to lead, because that's what it needs to do with us. So let's talk a little bit about what role authenticity plays in all of this.
Well, before we get into that, I so resonate with what you shared, and I remember going through that myself. And, you know, so I always say to my clients and the women I work with, the new tough is being strong enough to be vulnerable and to feel all our feelings. That takes true strength, and that's what I call a warrior goddess, to be able to say yes to that.
Mm-hmm.
That really goes right into what role authenticity plays. Because really, I'm taking a radical stand for women to be truly, fully, all of who they are. And that means embracing the totality of ourselves, our beautiful sacred essence, our sacred gifts, and also our pain, all the trauma and difficulties we've had. That's part of our beauty. When we can be one with all of those parts, we actually give other women and other men the power to do the same. And I take a radical stand for that. And I help women make the distinction between their conditioned self and their authentic self. And as I start to feel the truth of that authentic self waking up and feeling the freedom and the power and the joy that comes from letting themselves be who they are beautifully made to be already, I then coach them every step of the way to learn to put their highest and best self first. It's so important that they do that. And I'll go a step further with that, because I really encourage women to, well, I call it the Me First Movement. It's my basic core principle, and I tell them you have to learn to put your vision, your dreams, your desires, and your needs first. And that's because we can't afford to not be fully who we are.
So true, and not the message that you hear everywhere. And I had to learn that big time, because I spent a large part of my life, putting everyone else first, doing what everyone else wanted me to do for them, and beyond what they wanted me to do for them, and
right.
not really taking time for me. You know, part of that is self-care, and,
right.
and knowing when too much is too much, and taking time for rest, and taking time for pleasure, and for all these things. So, yeah, that's a very worthy message, and I love that you're spreading it there, because I was not raised to take care of myself. I was raised to take care of everybody else. That was my job as a woman, was to be, you know, the mother, even if I didn't have children, the mother of everyone, taking care of everyone. And it's exhausting.
Yes,
and I got
yes.
to a place where I just wanted to run away. It was just too much for me. And I'm sure that, you know, things like that happened to you as well. So
totally.
As you, yeah. Yeah, as you teach your clients about authenticity, I was thinking, what's maybe the first thing that you tell them or guide them or maybe an exercise so they can begin to take a peek back into who they really are?
That's a great question. Well, one of the questions that I have women sit with, and sometimes this can be very challenging, is to look at what their life would be like if they were able to live their crazy dream. And when we look at that, you know, I really have them go into their imagination. Now, in order to do that, they have to be thought out enough from survival mode, from trauma, because when we're in fight or flight, we can't even begin to dream. That's why my first step is helping women see that they may still be in their mind-dominated survival patterns, and they're not even in their body enough to begin to dream. So that's the first thing. Then when I help them get out of that survival mode, enough to take deep breaths and to start to value themselves enough to even give themselves permission to dream, then I have them look at that. But what I'm always on the lookout for is what are the unique gifts they would be able to live if they could live that crazy dream? Because what I'm on the lookout for is their sacred gifts, because each of us has a unique magnificence, and only we can fulfill the destiny and our sacred purpose on the earth. And so I'm looking
right.
very clearly at their what I call their diamond light essence. What is that beauty that they are dying to express? And in fact, really, if we don't do that, we'll either evolve or we'll devolve, right? So if you think of yourself,
you
couldn't get out of that script, you would have been on a depression and, you know, probably have gotten sick, right?
We lost you for a moment. I'm going to have you go back. I'm sorry, but we couldn't hear you. The sound was gone. Let's go back to the purpose, your sacred purpose.
So what I said was I really walk women through a question at a deep level on how to, if they were able to organize their life however they desired, what would it look like? What would their crazy dream be?
Okay. Marcia, can you hear me?
Yes.
We're losing you. We're losing you. So I'm going to have you call back in because I don't want them to lose any of this message that you have.
Okay.
We'll call back in quickly and we'll put you back on because somehow we got to a point where we can't see you.
All right, I'll do that.
And I'll be right here. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
With us. So what I'm going to do is we're going to go ahead and break for our sponsorship commercials, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Cesar Espino, real estate investor, business coach, and consultant, and author of the book, You Can Overcome Anything Even When the World Says No. My number is 424-501-6046. In my book, I talk about making the necessary changes to shift your mind for prosperity and certainty. Pick up your copy at Amazon. I also love helping families with their real estate and can purchase your house fast and all cash. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. My number is 424-501-6046.
Okay, we're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Marcia, are you back on?
I am, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Now we can hear you. So let's go back to their sacred purpose because we were losing you there.
So what I said was that I create the conditions for women to start to imagine what their life would be like if they could live what I call their crazy dream. And what I'm on the lookout for there is not so much what exactly that would look like, but what the sacred gifts are that they would be able to express within themselves if they were to live their dream life, and help them start to feel what that would feel like. so that they can begin to discover their unique gifts and their magnificence.
Hello?
Hi there.
Yeah, I couldn't hear anything, so I'm not sure now if it's my phone. I'm changing my I'm changing my earbuds around. Okay. Very good. So what we're going to do is we're going to break for the rest of our sponsorship commercials. If you want to call in and ask Marcia a question, call in on 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. And you can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
Are you considering, should I stay or should I go? It's Eileen Head, the Relationship Whisperer. Couples hire me to get love the way they need, because at times, most couples feel stuck, trapped, and powerless. I help them to re-engage, reconnect, and rejuvenate their relationship and live a happier, juicier life. Take the free personality quiz and hop on a free strategy call. Let's get this figured out. EileenHead.com, The Relationship Whisperer.
Quick question to you. Are you feeling the connection to your soul? Or do you wish to improve that access and discover the power of your holographic mind and the quantum field? If you say yes to that, then join us at the Soul Awareness Retreat in Bali, right on the oceanside, at the magical Shambhala Retreat Center. Come on an adventure of your soul with best-selling author Ilona Selke and Amareya. Find out more at soulawarenessretreats.com.
Do you or anyone you know suffer from chronic pain? Do you want quick, safe, and easy-to-use pain relief? We have the answer. Reflexology is a centuries-old therapeutic pain relief technique. Its power is harnessed with your hands to relieve pain instantly and without any side effects. The best part is, it's easy to learn. In just 5 weeks, you can learn this basic technique and say goodbye to pain and dangerous medications. For more information, visit reflexologyeducation.com.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio, Mari Mitchell with special guest Marcia Mariner. We've been talking about how it's time to step into the power of the sacred feminine. So, Marcia, what is the main message that you want to bring to the public?
I thought a lot about this, Marie, and the main message is it's time. It's time for every woman to value her sacred feminine and wake up and rise up out of any trance of unworthiness for themselves, but also for every woman that they will be that will be watching them, because we have a generation behind us that need us to lead.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
You know what? That's the best message. That's a perfect message. I have two daughters, and as I began to grow, you know, they were probably late 12-year-olds, early teenagers when I started my journey. And I saw such a difference in them because of what I learned. Because, of course, people follow your example, right? And I'm not saying I'm there yet or they're there yet, but I have seen a big difference in how they speak up for themselves, how they show up more fully in their feminine. They're not ashamed of it like I used to be. They're not afraid of it. And so you're right. We are an example to everyone, to all women, you know, in this world. That's beautiful. That's one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard.
Marie, I just want to say, as you shared, I felt an energy through my whole body. I feel so with you there, and I feel so much love for these young women. And I feel on fire that each of us do it for ourselves, but do it for them. And I'm so grateful to walk with you, Marie, in this sacred sisterhood of being the leaders. My daughter said to me, Mom, at your age, I can't believe you're still constantly growing and still changing, and you inspire me so much every day. And those words are, that to me is sacred wealth. When I hear that, mission accomplished. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
Absolutely. And, yeah. You know, we're here to help all women, any women, but if we can,
you got it.
For me, if I can impact one woman, you know, if it's just my two daughters and then my granddaughters, of course, because it all trickles down, I'm happy. But there's more. There's more, and that's why, you know, that's why we're on Dare to Be Authentic Radio, to talk about that.
And that's so, right. I'm casting my net very far right now, gathering as many women as I can, and I'm guiding them because it's important. And a lot of women want to guide other women, and I'm on fire to help them guide other women, because together we rise.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And as you were talking about, you know, the women's emotions, it reminded me, I have clients or even friends sometimes that, you know, we'll have a conversation and they begin to cry because emotions are coming up. And their first instinct is to apologize. I'm so sorry.
Right.
I'm so sorry I'm crying. I'm like, please don't apologize. You know,
exactly.
It's okay. You know, not only do you have the right to cry, but this crying is helpful for you. You're releasing some emotions and that maybe you've never been able to release before. But and even men have the, not necessarily for crying, but forever, you know, the too much apologizing, mostly in women, but too much apologizing for everything, for being who they are. And it's time for us to step into who we are with no apologies. We don't have to apologize. I mean, unless we've done something terrible, but we don't have to apologize for who we are, right? We can step into
and taking up space and having a voice and being radically and boldly who we are. Watch out, world, right? Yes, yes. I love that. I thought instead of apologizing, why don't we celebrate?
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit more about your wake up. I love this. Wake up, beautiful one, and discover your sacred worth. Wow, those words are just gorgeous. They just go right to the center of my heart. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, to me, it's not so much an intellectual thing. Like, you know, you and I maybe have had tell ourselves we're worth it, or people tell us we're worth it, or we tell others they're worth it.
Mm-hmm.
But my passion is to make that shift from a head knowing to a heartfelt embodiment of that knowing, to feel it from the inside out. So really it's feeling, waking up to our worth from the inside out. And in order to do that, number one, we have to hear, but we have to be willing to be open to the truth. And so when I wake women up, it's, are you feeling that? And how do you begin to experience that frequency and become so familiar with it that as we begin to experience it more within, our life on the outside starts to reflect the vibrational alignment on the inside as we're rising up energetically. And you and I, we all know about the law of attraction. Well, if as within, so without. So it starts there. And that's the most important thing is wake up and how do you learn to feel that? We feel that usually in connection to someone or something that sees us and helps us activate these new neural networks, and we come to believe in it through the power of love, through the power of connection. Even if it's just one person or an experience, a spiritual experience, this activation is the beginning of a whole new way of being out of survival, out of scarcity, and into a world where we can dream bigger. And that's when we step into the miracle zone of our dreams coming true.
So. I love the part about that you have to feel it. I remember the moment when I actually felt my worthiness. I mean, fully felt it for the first time. I was in a women's conference. I was in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Before you leave the hotel and go home, it was our last morning there. It was Sunday morning. And I sat in this little adorable coffee shop they had there, and they were playing 70s music, my favorite kind of music. And I was journaling, like she asked, and all of a sudden, I just felt it. It wasn't anything. I wasn't even trying to feel it. It was just there.
From
that moment on, you know, it's like when you felt it. From that moment on, all we want to do is just shout from the rooftops, you are worthy. You were made worthy. This worthiness is yours. And you have these magical, beautiful gifts inside of you for the world.
And so, yeah. So let's talk a little bit about how to get a hold of you and your programs.
Well, before you do that, I want you to know my mantra is, and her soul felt her worth. So any woman listening, that's what I'm on fire for every single one of us to feel it from the inside out. And then, like Marie did, proclaim it loudly. Yes, you can reach me at my website, marciamariner.com, marciamariner.com. So there's an email address there. You can contact me directly, and I'd be honored to. And women can set up a free consult with me if they resonate with my message and want to learn more.
Fantastic. Very nice. You can also find Marcia on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Just click on my radio page, and she's right there, her picture, a link to her website, and a link to this interview that I hope that you'll pass on because it's just been such beautiful information. So, Marcia, is there one last thing that you'd like to say to a listener that's on your heart right now?
Yes, I am on fire for every single woman to put themselves first. So we had the Me Too movement, and now it's the Me First movement. Take a radical stand. Take care of your precious, sacred self. You're worthy of it.
Wow, that's a beautiful message. So let's go a little bit deeper into that. What's one thing that a woman could do to put herself first? Someone who doesn't ever put themselves first, you know, like I used to be.
I'm there with you.
First step.
Yes, this is uncomfortable for many of us, and I'll share with you, it was uncomfortable for me, and I had to keep practicing until now it's become my new default. Getting up in the morning, grounding your feet in the earth, placing your hands on your heart, take 3 deep heart breaths into that power portal within you, your sacred heart, and tune in and ask yourself, what do I need today? What do I want? What will allow me to have more bliss in my life? Just that, one of those questions, any one of those. What do I need? What do I want? What will help me feel more bliss in my life? And I encourage you not to listen to your head, but let yourself feel it from the inside out and then trust it. That's where we get stuck. We stop trusting what we know to be right and true for us.
Yeah. Wow. What a beautiful exercise. And I totally agree with you. Trusting was a big, big one for me. I didn't trust myself. I didn't trust what I was getting. I didn't trust my own intuition, even though I have very strong intuition.
Yes.
Because I was taught not to trust it. You don't trust it. You trust people who are experts, right?
That's right.
You trust people who are in authority. They know better than you do. And that was big. So I hope that you'll go ahead and do what Marcia suggests. What a beautiful exercise. I'm going to start that maybe today. I'm not going to wait till the first thing in the morning because I just love it. It just feels beautiful. So any last words that you have before we close off?
Just what a joy it's been to speak with you, Marie, and your audience. And I want to just thank you for this opportunity. And yes, let's do this together. We can rise up, and as we do, we help one another, and we help our beautiful Mother Earth become more of who she is. So we've got this, and thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you for being on the show, and thank you for listening in. I hope that you will spread this interview. It's been absolutely wonderful. Marcia, I have an idea. Let's do that exercise right now.
Awesome. All right, so let's close our eyes and place our hands on our heart. And take a deep breath into your heart center. Now, as you let that breath out, gently press on your heart. And take another nice deep breath. Fill your belly, fill your ribs, and fill your chest. Tuning into this power portal of love, wisdom, light, intuition. And as you let that breath out, you're making contact with this beautiful place within you. And take another nice deep breath. Hold the breath at your heart. And as you let that breath out, gently press. Opening, releasing, melting into the chair. Tuning into that light within you. Imagine a door in the center of your heart. When you open that door, you are illuminated with your own sacred light. And as you allow that light to greet you, tune in and ask that higher self, What would give me bliss today? What would allow me to feel even more bliss in my life, or bliss for the first time? What would bring me joy? And let yourself connect with that energy of what that would be. We are wired for joy. We are wired for bliss. And if you don't have the answer right now, trust it will come. But what I can say to you is give yourself permission to follow your bliss. And if you can't get that answer right now, know that as you go through your day, that answer will come. I can't stress enough for you to trust it with no proof and take a radical action step. And as you do, notice how that feels within you to say yes to yourself, yes to loving yourself, and yes to valuing yourself at a whole other level. And as you become familiar with that feeling, what you'll find is you start to feel happier, lighter, and freer. And that is just the beginning of what's waiting for you on this path home to yourself. You can now slowly open your eyes. Make the shift back into a more alert state now. And we're done.
That was amazing. Thank you so much. It was amazing. And thank you for listening in today. And catch us next time on the next episode of Dare to Be Authentic Radio.
You're welcome. Thank you.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.